Livrane me viot nem shine bebnem masoe benot enot. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Hosanna to God in the highest, blessed He is He who comes in the name of the Lord. We celebrate today in the our Coptic Church and all the Orthodox Church too, the Palm Sunday. And we are saying, and we are singing also too with all the people and with all the kids and everybody also too, Hosanna to God in the highest. And we are saying many times, Hosanna to God in the highest. And when Abuna, in the final, after he finished, started just to finish the liturgy, and he started to give, before giving the communion, he go around and he took the body of Christ on his head and say, Tagiatis. And then all the people and the congregation and the kids say, Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From Zechariah, 400 years before, he said, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee. Just and a savior is he, meek and riding on an ass and a young foal. And we celebrate today the enter of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. And I hope if we can also celebrate the enter of Jesus Christ to my heart. And you can imagine, for example, that every single people, for example, the kids, for example, yesterday, I was very happy with all the congregation and the kids. And they are singing together, Hosanna and Eflogimenos. Outside, when there is a donkey and the Jesus Christ, and they did the same procession. And we were very happy for that. And at this moment, coming to my mind, how the people were very, very happy during this procession when Jesus Christ entered to Jerusalem. How I will be happy if I allow to Jesus Christ to come to my heart in first. Saint Augustine said, For Christ was not the king of Israel, so that he might exact a tax or equip an army with weaponry and visibly vanquish an enemy. He was the king in that he rules minds, in that he gives counsel for eternity, in that he leads into the kingdom of heaven for those who believe, hope, and love. The people shout, Hosanna, meaning save now. Hosanna, it means save now, or Lord grant salvation. Then I have to remember in this day that I'm celebrating with God, with Jesus Christ, the enter of Jerusalem to Jerusalem, but I wanted to allow him to go to my heart and knock the door. The problem that every time that Jesus Christ said, I'm knocking the door, but someone he has to open the door. This is only the problem. That's why St. Augustine said, like, first of all, he is not like a king, for example, like an earthly king. He's not a king of army. No, he is a king of the heavens. That's why I am seeking the heaven. Saint Xavier said, Now there was never any king. Simultaneously, just a redeemer, gentle and seated on a donkey, who came to Jerusalem, unless this is he who alone is king of kings, God of the Redeemer, Jesus. He is a kind, gentle, and abundant in mercy for all those who call upon him, as it's written. When we are talking to God, when we are praying, as Father Matthew the Poor said, He is not changing around me. He is changing the prayer, changing inside my heart. When I'm praying, I'm not changing the others. I'm changing myself. Then when I'm talking to God, I'm waiting the grace and the blessing which is changing my heart. That's why I have to allow him to talk to my heart in first. The conversation between me and between God, it is not me asking him and he is replying. No, he is asking me and I will answer him by my prayer. It's the opposite. We expect that our prayers, it's only I'm praying and he is a reply. No, he's always talking to me and I'm only answering him. That's why we have to rejoice. In St. Paul, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. You can imagine, send someone, for example, in a prison, and he's sending his letter to the people in Philippi, and they are also, they have a lot of issues and problems and troubles. And what he said, rejoice in the Lord always. You are in the prison. How you send this message to the people in Philippi, and you are under the problem, inside the troubles, how you have this happiness inside your heart, from where? Whatever happened in our life, if I keep Jesus Christ inside my heart, I will keep that joy. Nothing will bother me. I remember when I went to I served in Upper Egypt, and I went to serve the poor people there. I was expecting to find the people, for example, like blaming and complaining about their life and about everything. But I saw a people who are really happy, and they give me a message. Trusting God. I remember when we went to the homeless like 3 weeks ago. Some of the homeless, they stopped our kids because we went with some kids from like grade 6, 7, 8 and with the congregation. And some of them from the homeless, they stopped the kids and they said, don't do like us. Trust in God. You have a good future. The homeless said to our kids, trust in God. God is good. You can imagine they send me a message also too. Whatever what you are, where you are, whatever your circumstances, enjoy with God. But in first, I have to keep it Jesus Christ inside me. Every time I have to remember his name. I allow him to come to Jerusalem, to my heart, and say, Hosanna in the highest. Every time in the morning, for example, I have to sing this song, Hosanna in the highest, when I open my eyes, come to my heart and enjoy my life. I remember also, too, when I went to, I saw the Mother Teresa nuns, and they served in Egypt really a very bad condition, people, really. They are, for example, they have very bad diseases, for example, abnormal cases, orphans, and it was very hard and difficult, and I saw a smile face on their faces. I don't know from where. No, I know now from where. They allowed Jesus Christ to come to their heart, and they said with all the people, Hosanna in the highest, we love you, Jesus Christ, and you have to change our heart. That's why I have to keep Jesus Christ inside me. But the question is, how can we make joy a central part of our life? Number one, we need to allow Christ to enter, as we said, enter into and rule our lives. St. Macarius the Great said, the Lord is always knocking the door of our hearts, that we may open to him, that he may enter in and rest in our souls. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, I shall come in and unto him. In Revelation 3, 20. That's why I have to remember that whatever your schedule, you are busy, you have to do your project in your school, or for example, you have work, or you have, for example, a lot of things to do at your home, your kids, your husband, your wife, whatever you have. If you can't find a space and time for Jesus Christ, you will never see him and you will never be happy. I saw a lot of people who really, really, they try to find the happiness and to enjoy their life, and they didn't find anything unless they came to the church. I have a lot of people, they are not Christian, and they came to the church like maybe the month ago, and they said, we never find the happiness and the satisfaction except inside the church. Outside, there is no happy. There is no happiness. There is no joy. Keep that in your mind. Number two, never allow the anxieties and troubles of life to drown out our faith and trust in God. That's why we have to rejoice. St. Paul said in the other part, don't doubt about anything, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request to be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will abide richly in your heart. then exactly what St. Paul said. And I have a question. If you came in the morning and you listen to the gospel of the matins, actually we listen now the four gospels about the enter of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. But the question is, why in the matins we read a different gospel? It was the gospel of Zacchaeus. And we know exactly the story. But why the church, our Coptic church, chose the part from this gospel of Zacchaeus to read it in the morning? Because if you wanted to allow Jesus Christ to go inside your heart and abide in your heart, I have to repent exactly. And I said, I'm coming to you, Jesus Christ. I want to see you. Exactly like Zacchaeus, when he was very short and he had a lot of crowd around him, but he didn't care about anything. He didn't care about the crowd. He didn't care about outside the people, what they will say about him. He's a Christian and he knows exactly what he has to do. That's why he climbed the tree and he said, I wanted to see you, Jesus Christ. That's why it's very important that before allow to Jesus that Jesus Christ go to your heart and abide in your heart to keep the joy and the happiness inside your heart, I have to be like Zacchaeus and go up the tree, climb the tree. This is our beauty church, Coptic church, in the readings. They arrange the readings with the meanings. That's why Zacchaeus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your altar. Jesus Christ, he said. What St. Gregory of Nyssa explained that. But we need to know that here on earth, there has never been and never will be true and perfect happiness and prosperity. For all our prosperity and happiness is only in God. No one will ever find true happiness and spiritually prosperity without God or outside God. Nothing in this world but God can fill our heart or fully satisfy our desires. A fire cannot be put out with brushwood and oil, because only water will put it out. In exactly the same way, the desires of the human heart cannot be satisfied with the good of this world, because only the grace of God can quench the thirst of our desires. We are 30. We need more, we need the happiness, but we can't fight. That's why St. Gregory said, if you really need that, if you wanted to quench your fire inside you, go and take Jesus Christ. That's why Zacchaeus has two problems, actually. He was short, and there's a crowd. The problem inside and problem outside. The problem inside, that I have to change myself first, inside me. I have to take a decision and say, I wanted to change myself. Number two is the crowd. Around me, there's a lot of things I'm attracted to. I have to cut all this attraction. That's why he said, come down. Jesus Christ said, come down, for today I must enter your Jerusalem as your king. This is exactly what he said to, exactly as to Zacchaeus. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. In Psalm 10:17, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. In Psalm 107:9, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. And finally, we have to discover that joy is to be thankfully for everything in our lives. If you really wanted to thank God about everything, go and see the poor people and the homeless, and for example, that anywhere they have a problem, and see, and you have to thank God. I remember one, I visit someone, she has a son, and he went to the hospital to do an operation. And the first day, she complained about everything. She blamed God about everything. Why you make this with my son? He had to do a big operation now. And after 3 days, I went again to visit her. And she told me, no, thank God for everything. I was like, she's different tone. And I asked her, why you are different now? 3 days ago, you said to me, you are blaming God about everything. She told me, you have to be with me in the hospital and visit all the people inside this hospital. I saw a lot of issues and problems and operations. That's why I have to thank God about my son. However, she is doing a big operation, but he's much better than the others. Then I have to thank God. I have to look outside. I have to look to myself. I still have eyes. I still have hands. I still have everything. I still have my life. Thank you for the breath. I have to thank God about everything. That's why it's very important to do that. That's why he said in Matthew 11, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. Start by Jesus. Joy again, if you want to know exactly what is the joy. Jesus, others, yourself. Start by Jesus in your room and start to pray with him and ask him to change your life, change your, and especially for this week. We are asking God to help us. If you, for example, you didn't do anything during the Great Lent, now it's left only 1 week. Be happy in this week. Even it's, we can say, like it's a Passion Week. For myself, I can say it's a Victory Week. That's why I have to be happy that Jesus Christ saved me. Then I have to have joy. Jesus, first, I have to work it with him. I have to ask him to change my heart. Number two, I have to help the others, and I have to love everyone, even the enemy. And the third one is yourself. I have to keep myself pure. And I wanted to tell you the last 2 minutes now. Yesterday, it came to my mind when I saw the donkey or the horse outside, and we did the procession outside with all the kids and something like that. I was thinking about the horse because he was very, very anxious, and he nervous also too, because there's a lot of kids around him. But I was thinking about the donkey, where Jesus Christ is exactly the same. When Jesus Christ took the donkey and he was on the donkey and the donkey was walking, what he was thinking about, what I have to learn from the donkey. Now I'm learning from the donkey, actually. Number one, no matter my circumstances, like the donkey, I was created for a purpose. The donkey, if I took the position of the donkey said, I'm a donkey. It's nothing what I have to do. I have nothing to do in my life. But finally, He found a position, a good position. What is a position? A position of a donkey who Jesus Christ, that the donkey that Zacharias from 400 years ago, he said, Jesus Christ will take the donkey. Oh, this is me. This is myself. I am the donkey. Then whatever, no matter your circumstances, Jesus Christ creates you for a purpose. Number two. Whatever is tying me down, guilt and anxiety, worry, addictions, pain, loss, I have to take a step to untie it before God can use me to my full purpose. I remember that when they came yesterday with a donkey or with a horse, and it was like tied a little bit, and then they lose it, everything, he has to walk. I think the donkey was very happy at that moment. Yeah, finally, I have the freedom. Exactly, I am the donkey that Jesus Christ gave me the freedom. Why I have to be anxious, for example? Why I am tied with earthly things? Why I am very not happy? That's why I have to learn also from this donkey that I have to lose everything from myself. Even though I might be wild, crazy, and stubborn sometimes, God can use me in an amazing way. He really was very, yesterday I saw the donkey, was very, very nervous because there's a lot of people around him. But finally, the woman, she brought the donkey, she kissed the horse, okay, and the horse came calm. You can imagine that only if I wanted to be calm, I will go and let Jesus Christ kiss me. I will be calm. You can imagine. That's why I have to come to the church like often, and I have to come under the feet of Jesus Christ and said, please God, kiss me. I wanted to go in your bosom. That's why I will feel calm and I will feel very warm. It will be very warm too. Number four, whatever touches the love of God is changed immediately for the better. And it's exactly what happened yesterday. Just as the woman touched the horse and kissed the horse, she was the horse, then she became very good. And it was very calm. And finally, when I untie things that hold me back from God's destiny for my life, I can be free to live a full and satisfying life. Again, one of our early fathers say, Palm Sunday marks the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires and says like that. And we have to, again, to remember to sing today all together with our kids when we go home. Remember to say together with our palms, Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Today the prophecies are fulfilled from the prophecies and the proverbs. Zechariah prophesied and said a prophecy about Jesus Becheres, so Jeff is Marot and Jeff, Yot Nemeshi, Rinem Beb Nevmaeth, Oel, Tetere.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits at the hand of his Father.
He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead,
whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, whom the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Schlele Flogison.
Ebi Brusfkestasite.
Es moirene pa. Oh, the great eternal, who formed man in incorruption. And death, which in the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our heart with you. From all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, and make us all worth your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, offer, offer in order. Stand with trembling. Look towards the east. Let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. A mercy of peace, a sacrifice
Aksayon kazika Aliz was Rorkin, O Messmi Aksayon kazika O you who are Master Lord God of Truth, being before the ages of reigning forever. Who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the throne, the dominions, and the powers. You are here on whom stand the cherub. And the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية نفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا قائدا من الانقضاء وتعالتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ضعنت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذر القديس مريم
Thank you.
salvation. He granted not the bear to Romano and through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own one and all and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
من الأموات في يوم أصعد إلى السماوات على لسان يمينك يا الآب أرى سماء من للمبادرة الذي يأتي في يدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
كرحمتك Amen. Yeah,
Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also
تشربون من هذه الكاس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أبي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب
الدور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear and trembling. Amen. Amen.
Oh, by oi kemen in te fifen so my for ave. Living for us for salvation, remission, sins, and eternal life to the who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us unworthy, O Master, to partake of your holiness and to perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have
Bless you since the beginning, remember, O Lord, that peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace. With all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Papa Ambatawadros II.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Ambatawadros II, Pope Patriarch and our High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumens, priests and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارت كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما the safety of this place, which is chosen in every plane and every monastery of all the fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and the city of ours and all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein, God, sing richly according to Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the seed, the herb, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Asa'idha ka miqdariha ka ni'matika. فرح وجه الأرض ليروا حرثها ولتكثر أثمارها أعدها للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر يا رب حياتنا كما يليك بارك لي للسنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب باسمك القدوس For the eyes of everyone wait upon you For you give them their food in your season Deal with us according to your goodness Oh, you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. Then we too, having sufficient in everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought. And those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Command of your only begotten Son that we share a commemoration of your saints. Richly accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed with the beginning of our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, all the spirit of the righteous who consume it in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory and virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, the Martyr, and Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarchs and the Virgin Church, the Corinthians, and the Sons of the Apostles, Saint Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Sirius, Saint Peter, Gregory, Saint Gregorian, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline of Nicaea, the 105th of Constantinople, and the 200 of Ephesus, Nymphenyotensiki, Ospenesti of Antonios, Nymphismi of Pavli, Nymphishom to the Baba Macari, Nymnishire Tiro, and Stavro Horus, Nymphenyot Ava Biromenos, Nymphenyot Ava Pishoi Pimis Mipiromenteleos, Pimen riten te pensotiren agas. Nempenion baba ava kirellos pimasu. And all the choir fears and through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace until the end.
As it was and shall be
from generation to generation and unto واهدنا يا ربي إلى ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء تمجد وتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس
أيضا فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلا إلى أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونقدم اسم عظيم القدوس هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة أصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميت في صوم الثوى من في اسمه في انت بفخر يسوس انجب فمتو كراتور شوي سفنوتي
امين امين برس بسوستي
of your splendor is exalted above the سبحان هي ايضا يا رب نفوسنا لنسبحك ونرتلنا
يا ليسون يا ليسون يا رب
the mouths of babies and sucklings, you have preferred praise. Prepare also, Lord, our souls for praising you, singing to you, blessing you, serving you, worshipping you, glorifying you, giving thanks unto you every day and every hour.
Eleison, Lord, have mercy.
لكي نعترف لك ونصرخنا حقا يا الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Jesus be and choice
Tuski falasimon tokirio eklina
Save the man with the spirit and the fear of God, let us attend.
Upon the holy hood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly, I believe that the divinity part and not film is a manifest single moment and a twinkling of an eye. Giving for us for salvation, remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so. In truth,
amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so. In truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the immaculate heavenly and holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia.
Oh, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord of hosts, he who sits upon the cherubim. Today appeared in Jerusalem, riding on a colt with great glory, surrounded by ranks of neon. On the road they spread garments, and from the trees they cut branches, while proclaiming with hymns, Hosanna, Shiri and David. Today the sayings are fulfilled from the prophecies, the proverbs, as Zechariah prophesied and said, a prophecy about Jesus Christus.
Ενευνεύμα αγιώνε μη. Ρόια μετά σκαλίζει με τώρα.